Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today our guest is George Bishara, and if I can get my switchboard up, I can get him on the line and we can talk. He's a life and career coach, and he has a program that I wanted to cover with you, which talks about an opportunity that will help you when you're thinking about, okay, here we go. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry it took me so long, but my screen wasn't going up. I was supposed to have been moved by now, and it didn't quite work out. The first thing what I'd like to do is have you tell some of our guests what it is that you do and what led you into your profession.
Well, back in 1983, I worked for Cooper & Lybrand in the HR consulting group, and was also doing executive search. And I was laid off as part of the recession that took place. So I had a choice, try and find another job or start on my own. And that's what I ended up doing. I got involved in publishing my first program, which dealt with job search and career planning. And beginner's luck, I sold a major assignment to the government, and we set up a career center for professionals in 83 and put through that several hundred professionals. And
so
that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. And so you were part of the big turn down when corporations started doing their big backing out and
what
they were doing was downsizing and outsourcing more of their work rather than just keep a way of reducing some of their expenses. And
there's been a lot of downsizing taking place and reorganizations and cutting costs. It's been a major shift. Also, you know, if you look at the trends today, what's happening, unfortunately, with the transfer of a lot of jobs overseas, it's been massive reorganization of the way people work. There's, you know, a lot less job security everywhere in terms of, the benefits also have been cut radically. It's major shifts in terms of the thinking is all short term, and that's how company operates. So might as well go on your own if you can, but you need to have some tools. You need to know how to do it also. And that's what got me started in 83 was essentially finding myself out of work and having to make a decision.
Yeah. Okay, now what we've done is we've done a 180-degree turnaround where it's no more when you get out of school, you go to work for the corporations. It's more like when the Europeans first came to this country and they were the small businessmen and they went on the street corners and they sold their wares. And today our place of business is on the Internet. And I know that you've developed and published 10 programs under Managing My Life brand, and that you have a comprehensive website to market your programs and services. To begin with, what can you tell me about these programs?
Well, I published a series of 10 programs, 9 of which I'm the author or co-author of, and the topics deal with stress, time, change, health, retirement, parenting. We have programs on job search techniques, career planning as well. So it's really very comprehensive. It helps The programs help individuals manage different aspects of their lives. They're developed in e-course format, downloadable, so people can purchase an individual license and then make them available directly, and then download them directly and use them. So essentially, that's how this has been developed. The programs themselves have been used massively. They were initially developed in the workshop delivery, and then were converted recently into this e-course format.
Okay. One way that people can be in business for themselves without actually starting their own business is to associate as an affiliate with a company. And what is how do your affiliate programs work on the internet? And how can someone make money signing up for affiliate relationships on the internet?
Well, affiliates become partners, really, in the business because they are involved in making different resources, programs, etc., available to their clients by creating links on their websites or by doing some email marketing. Now, you know, it's not just my programs that are available. If you go to to Google and type affiliate relationships, I mean, there are a number of websites where you can locate hundreds of affiliate opportunities. One of the addresses that I identified is www.affiliateguide.com. And there you can find, I mean, literally hundreds or thousands of websites which have affiliate programs. When you have an affiliate program, what you're doing is you're essentially signing an agreement with the with that particular owner of that particular website, whereby you agree to put a link or put some information on your website about that particular website or that particular service, and create a link from your website to that website. What the owner of the website provides you is essentially a specific code that you use, and that would trace the actual sales that are generated from the link that you have created on your website. Or, in fact, you don't even need a website, to be perfectly honest. You can put that link in an email and send it to friends and relatives and business associates and other leads that you have, and then when they click on that link, it will take them to the website where you have the affiliate relationship, and when you have that link, then the sale is if there are some sales and purchasing that takes place, it's traced back to you, and the affiliate agreement essentially assigns a certain percentage of the sale to you. And that can vary considerably from, 5% to 50, 60, 70% sometimes, depending on the products, depending on the services, depending on the website.
And this also allows the individual who has the product to sell to have a sales force to help them market their products.
Well, that's exactly, it's distribution, really. When you essentially become a sales representative for that particular product. That's why, when you go to affiliateguide.com, you could end up with, you have a lists and lists of different products, different categories. So obviously you want to find something that you are comfortable representing, that you feel, because there could be some support services that you can offer along with that. For example, if I go back to my programs, Managing My Life, a lot of my affiliates are going to be professional coaches, psychotherapists, and a number of other professionals, who trainers, who are going to not only make the Managing My Life programs available for them as a source of passive income. In other words, they create the link, and when sales take place, great. That's passive income, but they can also offer services with them, like teleclasses, webinars, and a number of other things. So it really So you really want to associate yourself, if you can, to a line of product where you can offer also support services around that product, if it's possible. So if you look at affiliateguide.com, you have so many different categories, from art, autos, books, cards, classified, clothing, computers, credit card, education, fitness, you name it, games, gambling even. There's, of course, always the adult section, but I don't think that's really what we want to do here. But health, herbal, home business, internet, TV and video, so fundraising, there's so many different categories, and when you click on each category, you have different possibilities of establishing affiliate relationships.
And affiliates kind of work because it helps people have a job with an income without having to be in business for themselves. And in essence, it aligns itself with network marketing in that there's so many ways that you can help someone earn an income as because of the way the job market's going today.
You don't have to spend money. You don't have to buy inventory. Really, you don't have to buy products. That's what's nice about it. But you still have to market. You have to market your website. I mean, you essentially there are over 100 million websites. All right. So if you have a little website, how do you get attention? So the focus of your effort once you've set up your website. And by the way, setting up a website is really not expensive anymore, and it doesn't take a genius to set up a website. There's another address which I can give you here as far as websites are concerned. It's /smallbusiness.yahoo.com/webhosting, and here you have tools to create your own website. Fairly straightforward, fairly easy, and then to host it, it's going to cost $25 for 3 months. That's through Yahoo Small Business. So, there are, and that's only one. There's so many different ones. All you have to do is, web design services, type that in a search engine like Yahoo or Google, and you'll find lots of possibilities. Now, you take something like Yahoo Small Business, and you look at that, and you say, okay, I really can't do that. It's too complicated for me. And some people are not technically oriented, and that's fine. But you can go to a college or where they offer an internet development service, and they have a lot of students. And they would do that for a couple of $100s, do all the setup, and then you go to you look for products where you can have affiliate relationships, and you create links. So that's the first part. But once you've done all that, the next step is really for you to start to market that service. Now, one thing I would very much recommend when you're selecting affiliate relationships, select affiliate relationships where there's an opportunity for you through that affiliate to offer a free product. People are looking for freebies today. Don't you agree, Davida?
Oh, yes, very much so. I know even when anyone wants to get an opt-in list or develop their email list, the best thing they can do is set up an ebook as a free download, because people have to give their email addresses when they get the download, right?
Yeah, because you once you have that detail, the you start to build your email addresses, and then you can start to send a newsletter or some information about your product. They've given you, by giving you the newsletters, they've authorized you really to send them an email on an occasional or regular basis, depending on how you've set it up. So it's not spam anymore.
Okay. As an affiliate, does someone absolutely need a website?
No, not really, because, I mean, it's obviously advantageous to have a website because you want to have not just one product necessarily, but a range of products. And secondly, you want to have something to market to bring people to look at. But technically, you don't have to. If you already have a very nice email list and you've got contacts and so on, and you don't want to bother with a website, you can put the links right in the email. Outlook, If you're using Outlook, for example, you can even name a specific product, put the name, and create a web link which with the encoded or affiliate link that ties into that name fairly easily. It takes 2 seconds, and then email that to others. So technically, no, you don't need a website. In fact, if you have a website, it's great to have it, and you will put some links there, but you still have to do your email marketing. There's no escape about that. That's how you're going to generate the leads. That's where you send invitations for people to download a free product, or you attach the free product to the email. So you really need to build some of those email lists and get involved with some email marketing.
How do you update and manage your website?
Well, my website was developed 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I had a webmaster develop it for me, and it's fairly extensive. It's a lot of material, a lot of stuff. I use a program called Contribute, which is very nice. It costs, I think, $300 or something like that. And my webmaster has, we worked together in terms of he controls some aspects of the website. So if there's some graphic or some images, etc., that needs to be updated or changed, then I would use the webmaster to do that. And it can be expensive. On the other hand, to create my links, to change the pages, to add text, to attach documents, etc., I can do it myself using Contribute. Now, if depending on how you set it up, but if the hosting service, like for example the one I mentioned at Yahoo, you are supposed to, and I haven't tried that web the system that they have, but you're supposed to be able to easily make changes yourself on your website. And really, what you have to make sure is that because there'll be a lot of links that you're going to be creating if you set it up the way I'm suggesting with a lot of affiliate relationships, what you want to do for sure is to be able to have some control over it yourself, so that you can attach the links, you can write some text if necessary, descriptive text, or copy it from the affiliate network. The affiliates will also provide you some graphics about their products and services and so on, and some text information that you can post on your website. But you have to know how to do that. And again, if you really need help, go to one of the colleges and get help from students, or go to a local college where they offer this type of programs. You may want to take a course as well. It's not going to hurt at all.
I think also you have to be familiar with internet marketing and website development, because even if you use a web designer, you kind of have to know what it is that the company that you're doing, or the services that you're provided, and that web designer understands how to market your products and your services.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But at the end of it, you're going to do the marketing. There's no escape. Also, the web designer will really help. Will be able to help. Give you some ideas on how to present things better if you're using a web designer. But at $85 or $100 or $120 an hour, it adds up very quickly. So you want to do as much of it as you can yourself, so that it doesn't cost you a fortune, and it has to look reasonably good, but it's not always the nicest looking website to sell the products. It's how you're marketing, and taking a course on how to market. There are lots of courses on how to market on the internet that are available, and it's certainly where there are lots of books and information about marketing on the internet nowadays. So it's fairly easy to get a resource and have access to this resource and look at some of the ideas, and some of them will be good, some of them will not be good. So you have to discriminate as well.
Okay. And what can you tell me about the affiliate program that you have for Managing for Life?
Sure, I have my programs have been used with more than 100,000 people. Very high quality materials. They sell for $49.95 or $59.95 per course. And what I do have is the affiliate program is the basic program is 30%. So any sales that are generated will result in a 30% commission. I work with a company called RegNow. RegNow is a software company, and what I've done with them is that they've put an encryption into the Managing My Life programs. That encryption really helps prevent electronic piracy, so that when we are selling or someone downloads a program that they have purchased, they can essentially open it on their computer, but if they email it to somebody else, the other person, after a few pages, will have to go and purchase it. There's a prompt to send them to the RegNow purchase site, and they have to go and buy it if they want to be able to open it. So it really protects us from electronic piracy. But they also, RegNow also provides the shopping cart and the affiliate program. So essentially, an individual or an organization have to sign up through RegNow, and then they have to apply through RegNow, look for Managing My Life, doing a search within the RegNow system, because they've got about 25,000 software programs that they market. And you can also market all those programs at the same time if you want to market software. So you look for Managing My Life, you type in the search Managing My Life after you've signed on, and then you'll then apply to market to distribute the Managing My Life programs. I review the application. I usually like to see the website, and then I approve or if I have some questions, I will send email to that particular person to ask them for clarifications, what they want to do, how they want to market it, etc. And then if I'm satisfied, I will approve them. And then they will have the links to market. And I also give them a free program that they can send out to clients, etc. Or they can have a link to that particular program so that it becomes like a sample. And that program is called Managing Change with Enthusiasm and Self-Confidence.
Titles are very important to marketing programs because they're the hooks that get the people interested.
Absolutely. The name of the domain for your website is very important, and then the products are very important. The name of the products, the name of the services that you're offering, it's got to hit as much an emotional response as possible.
And it also affects your ranking. Now, how do people apply to market your programs?
Well, they've got to go to managingmylife.net, click on English, because I'm in Canada, so I have part of my website is in French as well. So click on English, and at the bottom of the page, there's a link called Professionals, Associations, and so on. Click on that link, and then there'll be information on how Managing My Life are available. And then there's a link there which takes them to the information about the affiliate program.
Okay, and understand that you're offering listeners an opportunity to have access for 15-minute days of Managing My Life, Managing My Stress. Where do listeners go to download that program if they are interested in viewing
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have an option with the software that I use to put a limit on the number of days that program can be open. So if people want to download it and use it, they need to complete the program by September 15. Otherwise, they will not be able to open it on their desktop. But it takes 2-3 hours to complete, and it's a lot of fun. It's a program that's been used with more than 10,000 people, developed for one of Canada's largest real estate companies back in the mid-90s, and of course it's been updated. It's called Managing My Life, Managing Stress, and the address to download that is www.managingmylife.net/ stress.asp. I'll repeat that, www.managingmylife.net /stress.asp.
Okay. And now, like, I use Inscape products, and which is assessment profiles, and it kind of helps people understand where they're at before they actually get into the, so they can just, because when you design training, you kind of need to know a little bit about where the individual is at and how to kind of make it specific to that individual. How can your program adjust something to someone in that situation?
Well, what's nice about the program, there are a lot of exercises. With all my managing my life programs, a good section of the program is self-assessment. So you're really going through exercising, answering questions, a lot of checklists, a lot of multiple choice selections, etc. So it's a very user-friendly. And the e-courses are in an interactive format so that you essentially type in your answers directly into the e-course. You make your selections right in there as well. You may end up also connecting to a website to download some additional documents directly from the e-course. You may also be able to I haven't included sound and video in there, but there, the functions are available as well, and that's the next development stage. Eventually, we'll end up adding some video and some audio, but they're really very interactive and very user friendly. We're going to be offering some teleclasses with this sooner than later. I'm working with a group of professional coaches, and so they'll be offered as well with teleclasses. And the way we're going to do that, most likely, is going to be one teleclass to introduce the program and send them the program at that particular time to the individual. And that's regardless of whichever program they've selected. So we're working with that model. And then during 30 days, they'll be able to send their questions and get answers all together in a special a newsletter, or if it's recorded, they'll have access to the recording with all the answers to the different questions. That's how we can we think we can help people and keep the cost very, very reasonable for the individuals as well.
Okay. We're getting down to the last 2 minutes for the half hour. Can you tie it all together and also tell them how, if they want to sign up for the free teleclass, how they can go to that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the teleclass, we're not making it available right away. That's going to happen probably in mid October. We're going to start these teleclasses, but the course itself, Managing My Life, Managing Stress, is available free of charge, and the listeners can download it and use it for a couple of weeks. And I've also included within that particular program a copy, a link to where they can download Managing My Life, Managing Change with Enthusiasm and Self-Confidence. So there's a double bonus, surprise bonus in there as well. The address is managingmylife.net/stress.asp. It's very simple, managingmylife.net/stress.asp.
Okay, I would like to thank you for participating in this show, and maybe we can do this at another time. And I also want to remind my listeners that next week we have a guest speaker, Michael Dulari from Mentoring for Life, who will also be talking about programs on coaching and how you can change your mindset to become more positive and begin to find success for yourself as well. And I would okay.
Thank you very much, Davida.
Okay, you have a nice day. And I would like to invite everyone who's listening to join me next week when we have Michael Dulari on, and we will be discussing the topic, Mentoring for Free. And I would also like to invite you to go to this website, mentoringforfree.com/SUCCOACH. Also, my website is number one, personalcareercoach.com.